Hi, my beautiful friend. Hello. Hello. Here we are. Another Sunday. It's crazy how fast they come, isn't it? Man, you know, I've been making these love grams since the start of the pandemic, which was, goodness, now more than 2 years ago. It's just so fascinating. Okay, without further ado, before I start musing about all that, let me play you a tiny bit of music. Ready? Stop at nothing till I'm found. You keep your word, you always do. You keep your word, faithful, forever true. Oh, and I can count, oh, I can count on you. Cause you keep your word. So I don't know if you can hear what they're singing. This is some song I found, as I always do, by simply searching on a phrase, which was keeping your word, which is something I wanted to talk about. And I happened to just, this song popped up and they say, you keep your word, you will, you always do. And that's where I wanted to start, because I had an experience this week that was really great reminder to me about the importance of staying true to our word. And in this case, it's funny because I was just going to talk about how hot it was and then I got really warm. So hold on, let me take off this extra shirt here. So one of the things this week in San Francisco where I live, it's typically pretty mild climate. But like many places in the world, the weather has been pretty erratic. And this week in particular, we had several days where it was super hot. And I have this wonderful studio that I love so much where I do my work. And the wonderful the wonderful men who built it for me insulated it really well, because typically it can get kind of cold. And yet, sometimes when it's really, really hot, it keeps all the heat in, which is pretty funny. So this week, I had, in the afternoon one day, I had two different things scheduled that were video coaching things where I was the one leading the group and, of course, you know, wanting to be high energy and you know, truly present. And yet as the day went on, even to just around noon, I thought there is no way in the world I am going to be able to lead these groups. It's too hot. I'm literally sweating in my studio and there's no air conditioning in the house where I live or in my studio. I do have a fan, but even that was blowing what seemed to be hot air after a while. It's like it couldn't even keep up to cool the air. So I there was this point where I thought I should just cancel, right? There were again two video calls where I needed to facilitate the groups and, you know, be in that coach mode. And I really felt like I could easily just set that in motion. But it was interesting because I didn't, for whatever, you know, I think, so I'm going to call it grace at this point, because I think that sometimes we do get some grace that helps us make the better decision. And what I want to say, I'm going to jump to this because this is really important. So there was that part of me that was like, I don't want to go. It's too hot. I can't imagine being in a really, like, you know, full of vitality place when I'm so hot and lethargic and sweaty. But I did. I showed up for both of the groups. And as you might guess, because that's often how these sorts of things go, those two groups were the best part of my day, right? They were so engaging. I was so connected to people. I was so happy to be in both of these different circles. One of them is my wonderful coaching group that I have through Simply Celebrate. The other is a group I was doing through my work with Growth Day and Brendan Burchard, and wonderful people in both groups. And I ended up feeling so energized by being there. And I thought about it a lot later after that, and I also made some recordings for myself about how important it can be to push through that feeling of, I don't want to. And it's tricky. And I want to say that right up front, because sometimes we really aren't up to it, right? There have been some times where, maybe we're sick or we're going through a hard time emotionally, and it is the right thing to do to be kind to ourselves and to cancel. But then other times, even in those circumstances, sometimes when we show up and we're with other people, it enlivens us. It brings us connection. It makes us feel like we belong in the world. There's all kinds of things that can happen. And so I'm not saying there's a right or wrong. I'm not saying always show up no matter what, even if you don't want to. However, what I do want to say to you is what I tell myself in all my own recordings and sort of self-coaching that I do, which is that it's really important to be mindful of how frequently that comes up, that feeling of I want to cancel, and where it's coming from, right? Because I think that if we pay the close attention, that we will trust ourselves to know whether it's truly a self-care moment, or if it's just simply, like in this case, I think the truth of it is it was hot and I was tired, and it just didn't sound very appealing to get to get on video calls and sweat in front of everyone. But the truth of it is that I think there must have been a part of me who knew that it was really important to stay true to my word. And, you know, later I thought about it, that there was all of that energy because of being with these two particular kinds of groups of people who I really like. And, you know, we were both groups, we were talking about some, you know, some coaching kinds of things, meaningful things, looking at, reflecting on our lives. And that's energizing, right? To drop down into a space like that. But also there is an energy that gets created simply by following through. And I think that that's really important. I'm just remembering, I think it's Anthony Trucks, who's a coach, who says, let me see if I can get this. It's kind of half dropping in. One of the ways to end suffering is to take action, I think is one of the things he says. Meaning that, like, I think in this case, I'll just use it as an example, that I was kind of, you know, it wasn't like huge, big suffering, but I was in kind of an unhappy place. I was hot and lethargic that day. I didn't feel really connected. I just don't do well in the heat. And by taking action, by following through, by doing what I said I was going to do, it did release energy. And I think that tends to happen for me almost always. In fact, I just saw this, I forgot about this, but I just saw this earlier today. It's, I was, sorry, hold on. I'm going to take a little water. I feel like I'm scratchy voiced for a minute. So I had some things that I wanted to do this morning. And then it's like the time came to do them. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to do them. Same kind of thing, right? Like, this just this kind of, but in this case, there wasn't really any reason. I just didn't want to. But I just said to myself, okay, I'm going to set a timer for 15 minutes and do this first thing. And I felt so good after I did it, right? Like, when I set the timer and I just focused on it, it was not that big of a deal. And again, just like what I'm saying that happened the other day, is there's an energy that gets released. I feel like I've been talking 100 miles a minute. Have I been talking really fast, I wonder? It's so funny. All of a sudden, I felt like I'm going to slow down. Yeah. And while I'm slowing down, I'm taking a breath. I'm hoping you're doing the same. And I'd love for you to think about, does this bring up any situations in your mind? Like, can you think of a time when you had that, like, I don't want a feeling, and you did it anyway? And that on the other side of it, it felt really good for any kind of variety of reasons. Or maybe you can also think of the opposite, which is, you know, is there something that you promised yourself you were going to do and you don't do it? And do you have, this is what happens to me sometimes, is it's like this psychic weight that I didn't do that thing. And it's kind of, you know, I have to move it to someplace else on my schedule, and it feels a little bit lousy. And so I guess I'm just asking us all to look at this. And again, I want to make sure that I say again that this doesn't mean don't take care of yourself. That if there's a need for self-care, especially, you know, if you might be someone who is always pushing through and never offering yourself a break, then this is going to be a whole different message for you, right? I'm asking us just to every instance to bring some extra awareness to it and to really think about in this moment, is it that maybe this is the question, you know, maybe this is the question is in this moment, is it more of a support for myself if I follow through with my word or if I cancel or don't do whatever it is? And really look at that, like what is more of a support for myself, and look at everything through that lens. I like that. That just dropped in. And I think that's a good question to ask ourselves, you know? And you guys have all, you know, if you've been hanging around me for any length of time, you know that every once in a while, Sunday comes around and I say, you know, hey, I don't have an audio for you this week. I'm traveling or not feeling well or whatever. And I just send you a note to just say hi, and there's no audio. And that's my way of giving myself a little break. But overall, in the big picture, I do like to keep my word, even when I don't feel like it, you know, because, and this is, I'm glad I'm going to end on this, because I think this is perfectly true. And it's really what happens. So even with this, like, I love talking to you. I love these love grams. But sometimes that voice will come in and say, like, oh, I don't want to do that. Inevitably, as soon as I turn on the play button and I start to talk to you, I'm so happy. So it's like, sometimes it's just getting over that devil on our shoulder that's whispering to us, I don't wanna, for whatever reason. Because on the other side of that, just like right now, and I'm so happy to be ending on this point, that it's like, I'm so happy, I'm so connected. I know you're not sitting here in the room with me, but I feel like you are. You know, I feel like we're together. Just like Ram Dass says, and I quote all the time, we're all just walking each other home. And I feel that when I connect to you. I feel like I'm not alone. We're not alone. We can look at all these sorts of different kinds of life issues together and support each other in looking at them and living them and practicing. All right. Thanks for being here. Love you so much. Bye-bye.